the weather. Weather, 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 weather.
Wait, no, no, no. Not on the fucking microphone.
No. No, describe your worst or most hated job.
Most worst hurt.
There it is, man.
Actually, I think that'd be my first job working at Subway.
Yeah? Why'd you hate it?
Well, fuck it. You're like the lowest scum on the earth. Serving people, I mean, they just want food and they treat you like shit.
I can see that.
Each and every job I had since then, I've moved up a little bit.
Describe your worst or most hated job.
I guess lifeguarding. No. I worked at a daycare. That was the worst.
Ah! Hey.
No, you'll be up in a second. Describe your worst or most hated job.
Oh my god, I just had a job. I worked for a fucking hotel. I had to be there at 5 o'clock in the morning. It was the worst thing I've ever experienced in my goddamn life.
It was awful.
I don't know if you'll be able to get it.
You have a microphone.
I do.
I have a microphone too.
I know. I like the microphone.
Yeah, I love the microphone.
It's good. And yours amplifies too.
Radio show going.
Yeah, internet radio show.
But you're
with that. What's up with that?
Really pretty. What's up with
that? All right. What's your worst or most hated job?
The most hated job I ever had was working at a gas station, I guess. And it was in Amish country, so sometimes I had to, where they parked their buggies, I had to scoop up the crap, so that was pretty terrible.
Describe your worst or most hated job.
My worst and most hated job was working at a plastic factory back in 1994, the summer, spring and summer. Yeah, it sucked so bad, I quit.
Okay, any care to elaborate anymore?
I can elaborate that I was desperate for a better job, and working there back then, my pain completely sucked, and I'm glad I quit.
Describe your worst or most hated job.
Worst or most hated job? I was a volunteer at Purdue one time, and that was the worst thing I've ever done in my life because it's the worst
thing. I killed a frog one time. His name was Oscar.
But yeah, I worked at Purdue. That was my worst job.
Describe your worst or most hated job.
My most hated job would be taking bitches home in the morning after you hit. That shit sucks, dude. It sucks.
What's your worst or most hated job?
Worst or most hated job that I haven't done?
I mean, however you want to take it. It's a free forum radio show.
What's our worst or most hated job?
Police.
There you go, right there.
What's your worst or most hated job?
Dishwashing.
Dishwashing? Yeah. Care to elaborate anymore?
No, that's it.
All right, thanks.
What was the topic?
What's your worst or most hated job?
Poop deck job.
Scooper.
Thank you.
Scooper.
He's my second hand.
What time did you start drinking?
5:14 a.m.
Today or yesterday?
Today. Saturday. Well, I mean, I went to sleep from 3:30 until 5:14 a.m. So I started drinking yesterday at 10 o'clock. I don't know what that counts as. I slept for about an hour and a half.
What time did you start drinking?
What time did I start drinking? That would be 7 a.m.
Today or yesterday?
Well, actually, I stayed up all night and drank all night. So I guess I started drinking at 8 p.m. last night, and I've been awake this whole time.
What time did you start drinking?
Oh, like 7.
Today or yesterday?
Both.
What time did you start drinking?
About 8.
Today or yesterday?
Today. You gotta ask that question probably a lot, huh?
That's my follow-up to it.
Yeah.
What time did you start drinking?
30.
Yeah.
About 6:30 this morning.
6:30.
This morning, not yesterday?
Oh, no, we started yesterday.
Oh, yeah, it was like 12 o'clock last night.
We started about 7 p.m. and we went straight.
And then
we went straight in and out.
What time did you start drinking?
Probably about 6 in the morning.
Today or yesterday?
Oh, you know, today.
Right.
Actually, it's about midnight last night.
Okay.
It's my birthday.
Oh, congratulations. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
What time did you start drinking?
This morning, I think about 7 o'clock.
What about yesterday?
Oh, yesterday about also 7 o'clock p.m.
What time did you start drinking?
Like, in general or like...
Oh, no. Well, yeah, you started last night?
Yeah.
What time did you start drinking?
Around 7 a.m.
Is that today or yesterday?
Yesterday.
How do you feel about the monks in Myanmar?
What?
The monks protesting in Myanmar?
I feel that they need to stop protesting and get out here to Breakfast Club and stop bullshit.
How do you feel about the monks in Myanmar?
I feel great about them. You know what? I would love to meet them, and I would love to know more about them.
Right. How do you feel about the monks in Myanmar?
What?
The monks protesting in Myanmar?
I actually cannot say that I know anything about that, but I feel good about them.
Now, what are you supposed to be? Act like you're describing it to a blind person.
A blind person? I don't think a blind person needs to know what Quail Man is. Quail Man is not only a person, he is a figure. He is a... It's a feeling. When you're looking in the eyes of Quail Man, you just see hope. You know what I mean? I got a green vest. It's got a big Q on it. I'm wearing a thong on the outside of my pants. It's gorgeous. And Quail Man is just Quail Man, you know? I'm living the dream.
What are you supposed to be? Describe yourself to a blind person.
I'm nothing. I just come to watch all the crazy people.
What are you supposed to be? Describe it to a blind person.
I am a sexy French maid in lace and a short skirt with my boobies out.
I don't know, an army slut, I guess.
Well, I'm the Pope. There's no other way to describe that. And I'm an atheist. It's weird.
Fun.
I'm an abortion doctor. The name's Dr. Abort. Thank you. I've got a bloody doctor's coat on. It's beautiful.
What are you supposed to be? Describe yourself to a blind person.
Hold on. Ask me that again.
What are you supposed to be? Because obviously the Breakfast Club people dress up.
Okay.
Describe yourself as if this was a blind person.
A college student.
Okay. That's it? No, care to elaborate?
I'm not really dressed up.
Oh, we're all dressed up.
I'm not.
Describe me.
You have a yellow shirt on with red writing, which says enough.
What does that say?
Joey's.
Well, I mean, what does the yellow shirt with red writing say?
Enough.
Enough?
Yeah.
What are you supposed to be? Describe yourself to a blind person.
I'm supposed to be the shit. Can't you smell me?
Hey, I'm from the Rockford Peaches. It's from the movie A League of Their Own. See, there's no crying in baseball. There's actually 16 of us. Jesse just bought a donut, but Jesse's really... She's not Jesse.
Okay.
I don't want to eat this right now, but...
Here, I'll hold this so you can eat it or something.
So, anyways, we are from A League of Their Own, the Rockford Peaches. In the movie, Tom Hanks is Jimmy Dugan, and he is our manager, and... We, you know, we're just trying to get by during World War II. We don't have anything to do because our husbands are at war. So we're playing baseball, and then our husbands come back. But you know what? We still keep playing because that's what we do. So that's the movie. That's what our costume represents.
Right. What are you supposed to be? Describe it to a blind person.
Dear blind person, I am a illegitimate child of a hillbilly wedding. I am my brother's mom's cousin's daughter, and I'm wearing spandex and a really ugly t-shirt.
What are you supposed to be? Describe yourself to a blind person.
Do it.
This guy can do it.
All right. What are you supposed to be? Describe yourself to a blind person.
I'm a fucking rock star. I got wigs and boas and tattoos, and I got a band with me. If you're blind, you love that.
What are you supposed to be? Describe it to a blind person.
I'm supposed to be some sort of a baseball person with a mask with the St. Louis Cardinals, which I'm a St. Louis Cardinals fan. And I'm just here because I heard about the Breakfast Club, been here 2 years ago, and I'm just kind of hanging out and everything.
Will you scat for us?
What, scat? Fuck yeah, I'll scat. How do I scat?
I'm
a rock star, baby. I don't scat.
I bet the blinds would enjoy that as well.
The blinds will not enjoy the scat.
Woo! Skip it up! Fuck yeah! There's your fucking scat!
Nice.
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 That was a really good scat. I enjoyed it.
What are we doing here? Interview?
Internet radio show? What's up with that? Yeah.
This is for real?
For real.
What?
Is anybody listening right now?
No, it's time phase.
You have a lot of blind listeners.
Do you have any blind listeners?
Well, technically everyone's blind because there's no camera.
You're so smart. Had I not consumed 7 gallons of alcohol in the last 24 hours, I would enjoy you. You've done an excellent job.
Will you scat for us?
Will I scat for you?
Scat.
Scat? Like scat, like make a bunch of noises?
Yeah.
No.
Will you scat for us?
Boom, tat, do, tat. I'm the shit. Didn't you hear me the first time?
Will you scat for us?
No.
Skibbity bop,
I'll beatbox for you.
Okay. Skibbity
bop, I can't do it.
No, that's excellent. Will you scat for us?
What's that?
Skibbity bop,
like that?
Yeah. Are you doing it?
It's about the best I could do.
All right, hey, will you scat for us?
Of course.
What is skip up?
He's got fluid.
He's
got fluid.
Did
you get a beat going?
Yeah, Jimmy, well, who'll do the beat?
No, I can't do it.
I'm the scat man. Skip it up. Will you scat for us?
What is that? No, I'm good. I'm sorry, I don't...
Will you scat for us?
What?
Will you scat for us?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Do it.
Go Yankees!
Will you scat for us?
What?
Will you scat for us?
That's some kind of dance, isn't it? What the hell is... Scat? Isn't that shit?
No, that's like jazz talk, right?
Sorry. Sorry, I'm missing out.
That's it.
No comprehendo.
I'm going to walk down the street, and I'm going to support these free media sites all the way here. Every single one I'm going to tell.
Awesome.
Are we good with that?
We're awesome.
Wait, boiler up, baby.
Boiler up. Thanks, man.
One of these.
All right, good deal. Free media site. This is the craziest thing ever.
I know. It's great.
What, put on a computer with a radio voice?
Yeah, do whatever you want.
My boy talk right here.
These are the mics.
They're recording all this right now.
Are we watching or listening? Listening. There's no video.
You're listening to What's Up With That, a show not hosted by myself, Ryan Hill. Check it out.
Awesome.